The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Preparing dinner is on my mind this early in the morning, and I'll tell you why. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Sauce.
Okay. Dinner is my responsibility. Have you ever heard the Jelly Roll song, I'm Not Okay? It's Not Okay? Whatever it's called. That's me. I was born into this responsibility of providing everybody with food.
Oh.
I don't know how this happened, but it happened.
Teenage pregnancy?
That's where it started.
Anthony, right? It doesn't matter. Why am I the one responsible? Anyway,
true.
Regardless
today's
of that.
Today's a new day.
We can debate that another day. I've decided the day before I will start to prepare meals.
There you go.
Meal prep. I couldn't even think of the name because I'm always the day of. In fact, today I did day of. I told DJ Automatic, we're getting Chipotle because mama doesn't want to cook today.
Hello.
It was leg day yesterday. I'm dying here. I'm sore. So we're going to get Chipotle. Don't you think the day before dinner plans is the way to go? Day of is so chaotic.
I don't think about it because I got you.
Automatic, I'm glad you admitted it, though. What do you ask me every day?
What are we going to eat?
That's it, Anthony. And it's like a genie comes out and serves this food. Oh, wait.
I'm not going to lie. I got it good.
Automatic, was that part of the deal when you signed up, when you proposed?
It was part of the plan, yeah.
It was?
I was like, when I met Dana, I realized that she did cook.
Really?
Yeah, that she was a good mom. And I was like, you know what? I can make this woman my wife.
Nice.
Well, I might not have cooked for him if I'd have known every day would be like, what are we going to eat? What are we going to eat? Literally, that's what it sounds like. And I do enjoy cooking, but I think that I love to cook, but I think, like
I
said,
I wouldn't ever make you do it if you didn't love it. You do love it. You love to complain about doing what you love to do. That's a very much a Dana thing.
That was wild.
I love washing clothes, Anthony. I love folding everything and putting it away. It's one of my favorite things to do.
I will say, Automatic does have a little bit of a point, Dana, because you do have like a little bit of critique for every place that I say I go eat. Like when I say, hey,
Dana has a critique for everything.
Yeah. When I say, hey, I'm going to go get some breakfast tacos downstairs in the morning. Oh, them flour tortillas ain't this or that. Ugh. So I do feel like.
Well, they're fake.
I do feel like Automatic is onto something, though, by saying like you like to complain about it.
If you're going to pay $8 for a breakfast taco, what do you pay for those breakfast tacos, Anthony?
$4.
If you're going to pay $4 for a breakfast taco, you can't even roll the flour tortilla. You're going to give me fake tortilla. Fake tortilla
you
tastes
put
like
some
pecan.
Respect on those ladies' names.
The señoras don't even make the tortillas.
This is drifting away in a different direction.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. See, I'm back to chaos here. I'm going to start preparing the meals the day before. And guess what, Automatic? You can help me now.
For what? Mm-hmm. I'll just do it wrong. And then you'll tell me I did it wrong. And then it'll be an argument. And then you'll say, just give it here. Let me do it. So that's all that's going to happen.
You know, if you just do it right, though, we wouldn't have to even have this conversation.
Nothing's right for
you. You know what? Today, the moral of the story is we're having Chipotle. There you go. That's right. Okay. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we're going to celebrate one of the most iconic toys in U.S. history. Originated in 1952. Today, we are celebrating Mr. Potato Head.
Oldie but goodie. Woo! Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head were two of my favorite toys. I never had one, but my friends had one, and I would go over and I would stick the ear in the nose, and I would stick the hands in the ear. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I would move the potato head everywhere.
About Potato Head, you could put wherever you wanted to.
Yes.
Therefore, they dropped the Mister. It's just Potato Head.
Is it really?
Yeah, just Potato Head.
Well, I was fluid before because I would always mix everything up with Mister and Mrs. way back when.
Mister Potato Head is fluid now.
No, Mister. Just
it's
potato
a potato.
Head.
It's potato always
yeah,
been.
It's always been fluid. It's always been non-binary.
Mister Potato Head.
It's a potato, people.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so Terry Cohee was cleaning her son's closet out. And I've done this a million times for all three of my daughters. You know, you're going through things, you find bags, you start emptying stuff out. She noticed that one of the bags was very heavy. So she decided to open it. Inside of this bag, it was filled with maggots. And so she knew at that very moment that whatever was inside was not normal. And she knew it wasn't food. So she screamed for her husband to come over and take a look. And inside the bag were hands.
Oh, human hands?
Yes. They called police immediately. Terry Cohee called 911. This, remember, is her son, Brian Cohee. He's only 19 years old. It's his closet. Here's the moment police showed up.
God, I can't believe it.
At random, too. Why? I don't get it.
I don't have any answers. How old is Brian?
19.
He's 19.
Are you calling police, DJ Automatic Anthony A, if you find this in your child's closet? It wasn't just hands. They also found a human head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
No hesitation at all.
Of course.
Okay, I think that's a good answer. Some people are commenting under the story that they wouldn't have called police. She probably stopped her son from becoming a serial killer. In my opinion, a 19-year-old this young who's dabbling in this type of heinous crime is probably, he's probably thought about it for a very long time, and he has no fear. This is a homeless man.
He's right at the age where the mental illness settles in.
Schizophrenia, things of that, that nature do settle in. Brian Cohey, at age 19, went into a homeless camp and found this poor man sleeping inside of a tent, 69-year-old Warren Barnes. Here is Brian telling police what happened that night.
What's going on, man? Okay, so parents have some concerns of some stuff they may have found in your room?
Yeah, I believe so.
And what would it be?
A human head and hands.
Like, for real human head and hands?
Yes.
From?
That fellow who went missing recently.
Which fellow was that?
Warren Brown.
Warren Brown? When did he go missing?
The night of the 27th.
The night of the 27th? Okay, yeah. And how did you end up with him?
I murdered him.
With what?
A knife.
Why would you have done that?
I've always wondered what murder felt like.
That is shocking and very scary to me because of his composure and the ease in which he answered all of those questions.
Well, he's obviously mentally ill. There's
no
nothing
hesitation.
Normal about that.
There's not. He received life in prison, though, without the possibility of parole.
Was it prison or a mental institution?
No, prison. The judge said that in his 37-year tenure in the criminal justice system, it's the most horrific crime he'd ever presided over. So, yeah, life in prison, no parole.
Rightfully so.
I'm so glad, DJ Automatic, that the judge understood.
The fact that he was so cold and callous about how, and it was just matter of fact, like, oh yeah, that was this. This is the reason why I did it. He has no remorse whatsoever.
And the serial killer, we talk about this a lot in Crazy Crimes of Passion, obviously, is something that I don't think can be fixed or stopped, right? When you're 19 and you're committing this kind of crime, you're probably going to be 20, 21, 22 committing even worse crimes. No fear whatsoever going in and hurting an innocent person who he said also asked him over and over, why are you doing this, and begged for his life. And he had just no empathy or sympathy whatsoever. So I want to commend his mother and father for actually calling the law and doing the right thing. It shows that they have respect for humanity, but also that they love Brian, because he does not need to be on the streets. He needs to be inside somewhere else getting the help he needs for the rest of his life.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. We are ready to play Who's Lying. Destiny, are you ready to play Who's Lying?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's do this. Lying? Okay, obviously we want to be your new favorite morning show. In order for us to do that, we need to establish a relationship, okay? You need to get to know who we are. Myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A. We're each going to share a personal story about ourselves. Here's the catch.
Okay.
Somebody's telling a fib, girl, and if you guess who's lying, you win free DCS merch.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yay.
Okay, so I'm going to go first. Okay. Destiny, my name is Dana Cortez, and when I was little, I lived overseas a lot, when I was six, actually, and we were always flying to different countries. My dad's job, it took us all around, so moving a lot, it was hard on me, but I at the same time I enjoyed it because it showed me different places. And when I met DJ Automatic, it was good to finally have someone to share my love for travel with, and we've explored a lot of different places together.
DJ Automatic here. The first time I ever flew first class was not even that long ago. I've been all over the world. I've gone to Asia, I've gone to Europe, I've DJ'd in all 50 different states.
Sheesh.
I've only flown first class one time, and it was because I got upgraded, not because I bought it.
Okay. Review of first class, was it worth it, DJ Automatic?
No.
Yo, what's up? Anthony A. And fortunately enough, my mom let me know that the importance of traveling since I was young is going to be very beneficial to my life. So I was flying at a very young age, and the first time I flew to California, I was actually by myself. And in order to ease my nerves, nerves, my mom sent me on the airplane with a pack of my grandma's homemade tortillas.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Destiny, somebody in here is telling a fib. Guess correctly, you win free DCS merch. Who's lying?
I think DJ Automatic.
Nope.
No, Destiny, gotcha.
I'm way too cheap. I would never pay to upgrade.
you were telling the truth. You've only flown first class one time.
And then I flew business class to Singapore, which was still pretty tight.
And your grandma really made you tortillas,
yes,
right, Anthony?
Yes, she did. Yes, my comfort, emotional support tortillas.
Destiny, I'm lying. First of all, I don't know my dad. Second of all, I never really went anywhere until I met DJ Automatic. I did not have a passport until he and I got married.
Oh, wow.
I know. And now he really is showing me the world.
That's so cool.
Destiny, we love you. Thank you so much for playing. I hope you play again another day. And I love you for listening.
Woo! Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Tina Knowles is spilling a lot of tea about her family. She's got a new book out, and she's talking about Beyonce in therapy.
Oh.
So, yeah, I want to tell you, we're going to play the audio, too, but first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Travis Scott celebrating his birthday, hey. Lil TJ and Kristen Dunst celebrating her birthday as well.
Tina Knowles, the mother of Beyonce and Solange Knowles, has released a book. It's called Matriarch, a Memoir. And in it, she's revealing just about everything about their family. In the 90s, Tina Knowles put Beyonce and Solange in family therapy. It's considered taboo nowadays to some people, but back then, it was a big no-no. Take a listen. She sat down with Gayle King for CBS Mornings.
Yeah. Well, my family was upset, and even Matthew was not happy.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I don't want any parts of that. Beyonce had become like this little star in the town, and she was always so close to Solange and so kind to her, but then she was in the singing group. Mm-hmm. So the other girls in the group would tell Solange to shut up and all that, and I started noticing that she wasn't protecting her sister. And, you know, I got a thing about that, and I was like, that's your sister. You don't let people talk to your sister like that. She was like, yeah, but she comes in and busts in and she wants to boss us around. And I said, oh no, y'all are going to grow up close if I have to, whatever I have to do to make that happen.
She goes on to say, the family said I was going to make them crazy and all this because, you know, a lot of families don't understand therapy, especially the older generation. And she said, my girls are so close. They are tight knit, and it's because of the therapy.
Well, it's crazy that she had that kind of foresight way back then.
Obviously, Mama Knowles is very intelligent. I mean, she did everything for those kids. She designed all of their outfits. She had them performing in her salon. She floated the family for years and years. People think it's overnight success. No, this took a long time to get Beyonce where she is.
Blood, sweat, and therapy.
Yes, and she said that Beyonce always wanted to perform. That she said since the day she was born, she was this quiet, shy child, but she loved music and had to be in front, like singing and dancing. It's
what's
part
her alter
of her.
Ego again?
Sasha Fierce.
There we go.
The Beehive knows that, DJ Automatic.
That'd be developed on a therapist couch, right?
Maybe so. I just think it was such a powerful endorsement for therapy.
Yeah,
even if your family doesn't believe in it, if you need to go talk to someone, that's what you need to do for yourself and peace of mind.
When I went to therapy, my family was like, what's wrong? What's going on? And then the way I described it, the way, you know, my therapist and me helped talk about it too, is like, it just helps further your emotional intelligence.
There you go, Anthony. Intelligence being the operative word.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ben Affleck is giving his Mount Rushmore of hip hop. What world are we in? We're going to play the audio right now, courtesy of Complex Magazine. But first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We got Kristen Dunst celebrating her birthday, Lil TJ, and Travis Scott turning 34 today.
Okay, are you ready for this DJ Automatic, Anthony A.? Let's see who Ben Affleck
is. I want to see if he can impress me.
Okay, let's do it.
Depends if you're talking about historical or like, I think Lil Wayne should be on there, but I also think that like you're talking about like Eazy-E today. We're talking about like back, you know, when we were young. I mean, you know, a lot of people talk about like, well, Slick Rick or, you know, I mean, and of course there's like Kendrick right now.
So you got Lil Wayne, Kendrick, Slick Rick, And easy?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of at random, but yeah, I take that Mount Rushmore. I take that.
Okay, Ben Affleck. I never thought that we would be talking about Ben Affleck's top four.
That's kind of impressive.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
What do you have? Did he impress you?
Yeah, he's got Easy E, Slick Rick, and then Kendrick and Lil Wayne. I mean, that shows range there.
From all coast and
storytelling, all lyrics.
Yeah. The funniest part about this whole combo is he said his son came up to him one day. He said, "Dad, you got to listen to this hip hop artist. He's like the truth and the lyrics and just the poetry." And his, you know, Ben Affleck's like, "Okay, son, show it to me." His name is Tupac Shakur.
I love Ben Affleck that he's back out doing fun interviews again, and he doesn't have to worry about relationship questions.
He's not miserable anymore.
Yeah.
He wasn't miserable.
Oh, he was miserable.
Oh, if you
compare and contrast from when he was doing media runs to then about that, and like when he was with J-Lo, to now, he's just having a lot more fun.
You know,
this Ben Affleck. This Ben Affleck can go out drinking, gambling, and talking hip hop.
Even before, you're right, when he was in a relationship with Jennifer Garner, he didn't seem happy. Is he just a single dude?
Maybe.
Single guy?
He should be like, he could replace what George Clooney was supposed to be.
All the ladies say yes.
And what makes Ben Affleck even more obnoxious is that dude speaks really good Spanish.
Oh, Anthony, have you heard him? Take a listen right here.
Michael Jordan no se aparece en la película. Es tan grande, es tan importante, es tan magnífico.
I can't believe that's Ben Affleck speaking Spanish.
Automatic, you say you want to learn. Come on.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I'm like, you don't even know what he said.
I'm like, Ben Affleck is way cooler than I thought he was.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
There is a chocolate shortage, and DJ Automatic will give us all the details as to why in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
Well, okay, just hours after Amazon and Jeff Bezos announced that they were, whatever, tomato, tomato, announced that they were going to show the price that the tariffs were going to cost us because it's more money now. They pulled back because the White House was mad. And so they're not going to disclose the amount of extra coming out of our dollars because of the tariffs now imposed.
I wonder what kind of threat they made towards Amazon for that, because for them to have like, hey, we're going to show you what it's going to cost you extra, and then to pull it all the way back. And then you also know that Bezos is coming out with a new electric car that's going to go against Tesla. He's going to actually have a truck that's going to be less than 20 grand.
Is it still ugly, though?
It looks like an old school Ford.
Well, those are cool. Okay. I might consider it. All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
The viral Dubai chocolate bar that has taken over the world is causing a shortage in pistachios.
Why pistachios?
Because it's part of the Dubai chocolate that's actually in the chocolate. That's why everybody likes it.
All right. Sean Pistachio is an unsung hero.
Has no one here had the Dubai chocolate bar that's never had viral everywhere?
No, I haven't had it. I've seen it, but...
Well, they have it at Starbucks now, and they have it in fast food shakes. Other chocolate companies are creating Dubai chocolate bars.
I'm surprised you haven't, because you're like the chocolatier.
I just haven't come across it. But I will, once I do, I promise you, I will come back with a full report.
You're the in-house chocolate connoisseur.
And you love nuts.
Yeah.
There it is. Dude, it's 2-in-1 right there.
This Dubai chocolate bar makes me happy, and I've never even tried it.
All right, Anthony A. National Day.
Let's go to start by shouting out all the hairstylists around the world. It's Hairstylist Appreciation Day, y'all.
My girl, Alicia, I love you. AG Couture on Instagram.
She does my hair, too.
And we also got National Boba Tea Day. And all right.
Nobody's here for boba tea.
Not here. Not to buy chocolate, huh?
It was invented in Taiwan back in the 80s, in the 1900s. And I don't know why. It's tapioca pudding, which is going to constipate you.
Oh.
And it tastes like sugar dirt.
It doesn't taste like anything.
It does.
The one time that I tried it, I was not impressed.
And have you
heard? And those little balls, not... Yeah,
I don't want balls in my mouth either, Automatic. No. What's next, Anthony?
I don't know. I will say sugar dirt sounds like a compliment. That's a good... I like that.
No, sugar dirt. No.
It's also Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. Save a life, y'all. Get out there and do it.
Don't do what we did by a purebred cat.
Oh.
Go get yourself a shelter cat.
I've always had
barrio cats. Always adopted cats. This is my first bougie cat.
Oh,
let me live.
That's not true, because we've had other cats. Go ahead, Ant.
That wasn't a cat. That was a serval.
It is National Mr. Potato Head Day, y'all.
Let's go.
You better put that mister on his name.
Oh, technically, we don't have to. After 2021, it's just dropped to Potato Head now.
Because so. Potato has always been fluid. When I was little, I would take Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head, and I would mix and match their parts, their dresses, and whatever. People are upset. Like, how are you going to take the mister? It's a papa. It's a potato. It's always been fluid.
How are you
going to
be
gender.
Upset that it's called Mr. Potato Head?
Well, why are you upset that it's not? You
know, because that was the original name
There's
of it.
There's no genitalia on a potato.
You know who's going to be upset with me? Bugs Bunny, because I didn't even shout out. It's Bugs Bunny
Day.
Oh,
my gosh, how dare you?
Bugs, dude, the non-binary potato got in the way.
Speaking of which, the original drag queen, Bugs Bunny!
Woo! He really was the OG.
He was.
The
rest
mom.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I have never once walked into a restaurant and eaten by myself.
Never?
Ever, one time DJ Automatic, ever, husband of mine. When have I ever called you when you're out of town and said, I'm going to go to such and such restaurant and eat? I
can't
cook.
Think of, yeah.
Every time you're gone, I either cook or eat leftovers.
What happens when you have to go out of town by yourself for business?
I'll pick it up.
And take it back home?
Take it back to the hotel room or the Airbnb or wherever I'm staying. Yeah, I don't.
Some people are really weird about eating out by themselves.
I don't know if I'm weird or the thought never crossed my mind.
Yeah, so if you never have the urge to go eat and then don't find somebody to go eat with, so you...
No, I just eat at home. Like, Anthony, you live by yourself. This is why it came to me. I thought, you eat alone all the time.
Yeah.
How do you eat alone every day?
Easy, well, dude. Window seat, Chipotle, AirPods in, and a timeline to scroll up and down.
Really?
Yeah. Swear to God, that was the exact seat I thought of, was the Chipotle window seat.
Yeah, dog. Give me a good window seat, my AirPods fully charged, and then I'm just scrolling and enjoying my burrito in peace.
Not even really alone when you have your phone.
Exactly.
You don't feel like people are looking at you?
Nobody cares.
And if you're ever in Chipotle, nobody's looking at anybody eat anything because we're all trying not to mess up our own food. So, like, yeah, you're locked in and you're focused when you're eating there, dude. And plus, I really enjoy going out to eat alone, too. A multitude of reasons. There's not that awkward, like, are we going to split the bill? What are we going to do here thing at the end of the at the end of the dinner?
Well, I don't even ask. When Automatic and I are together, he just pulls out the credit card. Oh. We don't talk about splitting the bill. I wait. In fact, when I get to the line, because I always go first, I'm like, he's paying. But no matter who's with us.
Also, I feel like, man, if I wait for my friends to do everything, I'm never going to do anything. So why not just go do it yourself? And it's enjoyable and it's cool. And yeah, and also you get seated faster. You're more efficient. You can take over the leftovers. Everything you want is for your own good.
If you're by yourself, for some reason, people feel like they need to talk to you too. And so you get like a lot of different random conversations.
Automatic,
going.
That's you. You start the conversation.
Maybe it's me starting the conversation because I'm by myself, but at least it's a new conversation I get to have. I don't have any problem going anywhere by myself. I'll go to the movies. I'll go to the restaurant. I'll go to another country.
Automatic, you've been traveling by yourself while we've been married the whole time, and I never even thought about it. You eat out constantly. You're constantly going and exploring places. You'll call me. I'm at the zoo and wherever you were. I'm at the park. I'm at all these places.
Some historic monument. Yeah. I always try to find something to look at whatever city I'm in.
Yeah, me, I just go to the Airbnb, close the door, and sit there alone.
That's so boring to me.
It is. You're
sense
right.
Of adventure.
I need some adventure. When are you going to go DJ so I can go with you? Because I don't want to do it alone.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.